has lost the wonder. Queen of all the vile offenders, the curtain calls on the bathroom walls, never, ever sinking. In gym clothes of red rawhide, stuck in the corner with the most identical. Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. This is episode 29. Last week I took part in a conference at the department. It was an applied linguistic event called UPRT 2008. Which means University of Page Roundtable Conference. Several colleagues came from Hungary, Slovakia, and Croatia. I gave a presentation about coherence and originality in students' writing with Lovorka Cergula Miletic, a colleague from Zagreb. After the conference was over, I went with her and a team of participants to have a glass of wine at the Barbican restaurant in downtown Page. And it was here that I made the following recording.
So, Lovorka, it's so nice that you are here, and now we are over our Did This the Big Bang. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder whether you want to say anything about either the talk that we gave today, or what you think. You met a student, right? Or you met a few students?
First of all, I would like to thank you for inviting me again, and I'm really, really happy to have met you finally. And I really...
You've actually really met
first time
now. Personally, we've had chat conversations.
Yeah. And then...
It was the first time.
Yeah. Actually, we've known each other for about a year now, and then we met... Well, we've been exchanging emails, and then we saw each other the other day via Skype.
A week ago or something, maybe? Maybe not
even a week. It was on Thursday and Friday. Right.
But you were in Zagreb, weren't you?
I was, I was there. We met.
And I think I was rather nervous about our talk, but then this nervousness just disappeared. Actually, already in your office, I knew things would be all right.
Yeah, when we rehearsed.
Yes,
last
and
time.
I think you were a bit more nervous than I was.
During the talk.
And actually, it made me.
And it showed.
It made. I don't
and
think so. I could feel it, but maybe because I saw you in. I saw how relaxed you were when
before.
We were doing it. I don't think that the others noticed it.
I think I realized that, and one reason why I think was that I lost track of time completely. I had no idea whether we spent like 5 or 10 minutes.
But then when I saw you that you were more nervous than I
that
was,
made
that made me very relaxed.
That's a good strategy. Maybe I should use next time.
But it's, I felt that we were doing fine, that it was just enough for the talk. We didn't need to be too clever. And
we were clever enough.
And people said that we had we were just like two presenters at the European Song Contest.
Really?
Yeah,
that's actually
right.
Happening, I think, sometime this week or next weekend.
I don't know.
In Belgrade, actually.
In Belgrade. But I hope that we were
And of course you are a great singer, because I heard you sing
the other day. Yeah.
As we were chatting, because I was setting up the Skype, and in the meantime I asked Mulawarka to sing, so that I could listen to her.
I was just worried that my kids could come in and then they would think that I'm
something
crazy. Yeah, right. My mom sitting in front of her computer singing.
Seldom happens, but maybe from now on you will be chatting with other people as well? Because you did not before, did you?
Yeah, never. Maybe we'll be chatting with our family in the United States. Yeah, right, that's a good idea. But
we can chat?
Yeah, definitely, we can.
A few times, as we prepare the paper and other things.
Yeah, right. Now we have to be very clever in the paper. Do you think we have to be very clever?
And we have time for that.
Okay, I'm relieved now. All right.
So and tomorrow we'll meet here and we'll walk. What would you like to see in Page?
You're the boss.
But what's your interest? What would be your interest?
We would like to see. We would like to see the place first of all, right? And then I would like to buy a tiny little thing for our daughter, right?
For your son.
Harue has taken care of it. Yeah, the knife, and this is settled. Maybe something for our moms, but maybe not, right?
You mentioned the museum.
Right, the China Museum, the Zhuangzi China
that
Museum.
That would be nice.
That'd be nice if we can. I think it's not too big, so we could like do it like in half an hour. It's new, yeah. Reopened there. It was reconstructed. It's in an very old Renaissance house, actually.
Oh, nice.
Right. It's one of the oldest houses in Page. Right.
Yeah, and he knows something about the architecture in Page.
Of course, he does a lot. He knows a lot about that. So now it's, what time is it, 7?
7.
7 o'clock.
So you're going together, you're going to Amsterdam in summer?
Sometime in the summer we are planning to go to Holland, other places also.
I'm really interested in what you will, have you ever been to Amsterdam? No, I'm really interested in what you will have to say about the architecture there, especially about the modern architecture there. So I will not say anything now.
You know some things about modern architecture even before going, because we have lots of albums.
I'm really interested in whether you will like the way they incorporated modern architecture within old architecture there. Right. I will say no more.
You've seen some nice examples there when you went. You saw.
Yeah,
some nice examples
but I don't want to say whether they're nice or not. I'm interested in Tibi's opinion, so I will say no more.
And what do you think of Page architecture?
I haven't seen very much. This reminds me of some places in Croatia, places that I really like Petrinja, that was
so
ruined.
Near the Barbican we are now. So
I like this. I like this very much. I like old architecture. Yeah, town walls. I like it. I like this part very much. And the cathedral is beautiful, and the church near the university.
I think we'll be able to go to the cathedral.
I'm not sure whether it's going to be open, but we can go.
We
can go inside. Yes, hopefully. It's sometimes cool. I don't know when. What the schedule?
That was first church and then mosque and then church.
That's right. Now it's a church. Yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
Just at least to look at it.
Right. Okay. And when we walk there, maybe then either before or after we can go and see some places where you can buy these presents.
I need half an hour.
Right.
Yeah, no more than
and
that.
And of course, then we have to also factor in the time that we need to, you know, go back in time for
and
us to get to this place.
We are going to have lunch. It's a bit outside the town, right?
Oh yeah, it's inside the town, but it's like
inside.
A couple of minutes, like 10 minutes by by car.
Oh, fine.
From your hotel.
All right.
So you think if there is a UPR to 2009, you will come back?
Oh, I would love to, really. I would love to, only we shall see, as we say, koživko mrtav in Croatian.
You know depends whether we live
or
die.
Die. But I hope we live.
Yeah, me too. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And now let's listen to an important announcement I have gotten recently from two friends from America, Jay and Stewie D. Listen to this.
Hey gang, Jay Emmett from the Obscurities Podcast with a special message for all you podcast fanatics out there. On Saturday, June 14th, we will be hosting the first annual Big Hair Bash Against Cancer in an effort to raise money for the American Cancer Society. Now, we realize not everyone out there in Podland can attend the fundraiser, but that doesn't mean you can't help. During the entire month of May leading up to the Big Hair Bash, every penny that is donated to our show via our website will go to the cause. Just go to www.obscure80s.com and hit the donate button on the homepage. That's www.obscure80s.com. Go to the website. Show your support. Because together, we can make a difference. Thank you. And stay awesome.
Finally, if you liked the song at the beginning of the episode, maybe you would like to listen to all of it. It's by the Agape Rose, and it's a great tune called Scars Like Meadows. You can listen to some other songs by the band at that fantastic site, ilike.com.
this plane to the center of all you missed that didn't exist when eyes lost the wonder. Queen of all the vile offenders, the curtain calls on the bathroom walls and never Jim Crow's of red white, stuck in the corner with the most identical. The old jokes bang new lines in the mist as the bombs and generals fall. And we'll plead till the wheels come off.
To wear your scars like medals, stole a laugh in the aftermath. Time rolled you under, and when you woke, your jaw was swollen. You could have swore that the bedroom door.
Stuck in the corner while he mixed the chemicals. The old jokes bang new lines in the mist as the bombs and generals fall. And we'll plead till the wheels come off. I finally squeezed the lemon. I'm in a mess and I can't break it in full. Turn your back on your shadows, fill them in with the lines that you tossed us all. Oh, the lines that you tossed us all. Jim Crow's of red white, stuck in the corner with the most identical. The old jokes bang new lines in the mist as the bombs and generals fall. And we'll plead till the wheels come off. And we'll plead till the wheels come off.
And that wraps up this edition of Take Off the Podcast. If you want to listen to more, go to my Podomatic page or to iTunes and listen to previous episodes. You can tell me which is your favorite if you want. Okay? And until next time, take it easy.